Down, 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 down. Hi, James from England. Sorry you caught me. Doctor Who, time traveling. Speaking of which, I'm going to teach you today how to use two words that you've probably got very angry when you see it because you're confused, and that's had. You don't know what it's for, or you think the person who wrote it or said it made a mistake when they said it. No. What is actually happening is you, as a student, use basic English. You either use the simple present or the simple past. And we call that like flat English because it doesn't give us any nuance. That means gives us any special information about what's happening and when. And today I'm going to take you to the board and teach you how to use have, had had, will have had. Did I said have had? Maybe I did. Let's go to the board. Ready? All right. So yes, E will correct me. Time. When we're using have, had had, will have had, and have had, they're about time. You will say, James, but have means like I have a phone. Yeah. Well, when do you have it? You have it here and now. Huh? Have is a special word because it talks about possession, owning something, but we can also talk about time in different ways that makes English rich and gives us a deeper understanding of what's going on and when it happened. All right? So, this is the TARDIS. That was my wah, 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 wah. I'm going to take you on a trip, right? We're going to go time traveling. And where should we start? When we time travel, well, we have to start where we are, here. And we're going to start with have. In fact, my little time box here represents an acronym for this. Funny enough, it works with the word have. So you can remember this and remember what it does as we go through our TARDIS or our time machine. First, the word have itself is here and now, right here, right now. There's another song I'm thinking of right now, right here, right now. All right. So that's that one, have. Present, just present. But when we want to talk about something that has already happened before now, okay? So here's now, but it happened just before, right? I have been to Japan. I have read this book. I am talking to you now, but it happened back here. We're going to use have had. Now, you notice I have PP here for a reason. Because we want to talk about past participle. Because had here is a past participle, which means it tells us about the past. But sometimes you will see things like have been, have gone, have seen. It is the same idea. Something has already happened. Okay? But because the lesson is on have and how it changes, I just wanted to talk about that. But I wanted to make sure you understood that. So when you say have seen, you don't go, well, James, you said only have had means already. And they said have seen. I'm like, yeah, it does. But it's past participle. And this is the past participle of have. Cool? Great. So we have here and now with have. The A stands for already. Okay? Happened before now. Now I'm going to give you this funny word over here. You're going to say, what is this? Huh. Well, this, my friend, is vintage. This also is vintage. Vintage means old or older, right? Of a certain vintage, a certain time. And it means before in the past. And in this case, vintage, we're using for had. What does that mean? When we talk about had, two things happened, but it's not now. They both are in the past. The first had represents the first thing that happened. The second had represents the second thing that happened. Okay? I'm going to give you some examples for each one afterwards. I just want to get you to get the meat of it. Understand basically how we're traveling through time when we're using these words. All right? Next. So vintage means past, so we know this is the past, okay? The next one we have is the end. Well, what's the end? The end is the future, my friend. See, that rhymed. Okay, so when we're talking about I will have had, generally what's happening is I'm not in the present. I'm actually standing here in the future. I turn back and look behind me, and something will be finished before another time back there. Funny enough, it says, will have had. Well, if I'm in the future, that's in the past. And then you can see how the word had keeps reminding of us this thing happened in the past. And this is like life. Things aren't just, I go to school, I went to school. Well, how long did you go to school for? Well, I have gone to school for, I have gone. Oh, there's a period of time and it gives me more information. That's the beauty of this word. It helps you to time travel and tell you some things happened together, some things happened before, some things happened just before now, right? So I have a pen. That's easy enough. That's an example for that. That's here and now. What about have had? I have had sushi before. Do you see me eating? No, I'm not eating. But before, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 5 years, you don't know. But you know what happened before now. Okay? What about this one? Had. Okay. I had had 5 slices of pizza before I got full. Well, you can see me with number 5, but before that I had 4. But do you see me eating now? No. So sometime before this moment I made this video, I ate 4 pieces. And maybe a minute later, I had one more. And I, ooh, now I'm full. Up until that, number 4, which was A, situation A, I was not full. So I ate the 5th one. Oh, now I'm full. But it has nothing to do with now. So that's past me. Me now is hungry. So if you have some food, send it. I live at, okay, right. So that is past perfect. And the will have had, right? That's the future. This is why I love this TARDIS. We can travel to the future. Well, for you, before you get this video, I'm filming it now, right? This is my past, but it'll be for you in the future, right? I will have finished this video 6 months before you see it. I'm looking back and now you're watching it, but I already finished it, right? So have stands for what? Here and now. A stands for what? Already. V stands for what? Vintage. That's old, the simple past. And E stands for the end, standing at the end, looking back. This is what it's called in grammar. And the beautiful thing about grammar is they give you the formulas and the structure, but not the understanding. So what I did is I went backwards. I'm giving you the understanding, and now I'm going to give you the words. This is the present. This is the present perfect. Now, when you hear them say that, you're going to go, got it, I already know. TARDIS. This is the past perfect, and this is the future perfect. You know the titles, the grammar titles, you know how to use it. And I'm going to give you a 3-part way. I keep making a mistake every time I do this. This finger, bad finger, bad. 3-part way to practice the information I've just given you so you can master it. And you'll find that in conversations, any kind of schoolwork, because I will have had is pretty formal, will become much more understandable to you. And you'll be able to communicate with people better by giving them much more accurate information. So what is this 3-part mastery system I have? Number 1, contractions. Now, I'm not talking if you're pregnant with a baby, you're getting contractions. No, what I'm talking about is I have said had, will have had. Nobody speaks like this, not in conversation. Okay. If it's written down, yes. And sometimes formal conversations, yes, especially if people are angry. But generally, we contract it. An example with, she'd had enough pizza. That would be, she had enough pizza. That's not now, as we know, it's past perfect. So she'd had enough pizza is what we would say. Use the contractions to show your fluency, okay? If you want to be formal in your writing, don't use the contractions. But to be fluent when speaking, use the contractions. You'll like this one. It looks like some alien language. Maybe Vulcan from Star Trek. Well, it's wheel of. It's like, yeah, that's real English. It says, we will have. And then I forgot to put had, but you get the point. We'll have had 5 minutes to do this. Future tense. And this is actually English. Go figure. You pick the language. I just teach it. So that's your first trick. Well, not trick, but your first path to mastery. Number 2, I'm going to give you two sentences that you want to start practicing to help you with the very difficult variations, that means different ones, of have. And that would be had had and will have had. The graveyard book. Perfect. You could write this sentence or practice. Here's an example. I had had a conversation about with my family to say goodbye before the operation. Yikes, right? But that means conversation first, operation. I'm talking to you, so it was a success, right? All right. Now, try that with before. And as I just gave you that, before the operation, I had had the conversation. What about this one? By the time, right? We're talking about the future. So you could say, I will have had dinner by the time you come to my house, right? So I would finish my dinner because it's in the future. You arrive, but I'm already done. And that's the future one, future perfect. Okay? So that's the first two, first two tricks. Now, number three, the third way to mastery is this. Play time traveler and start with a simple noun. Well, what do I mean? I have a phone. Here now. I have had this phone for 5 years. I had had the phone before I got my new phone for 5 years. I will have had this phone for 5 years by next week, Tuesday. I've taken a simple noun and I've traveled through time, past, present, and future. Now I want you to do that. And where? I want you to do it in the comments, baby. Come on. You can show that you have mastered what I've taught you writing each one of these things. Take a simple phone, book, food, what have you, wheelchair. Speaking of which, wheelchair. You're wondering what a wheelchair is. Well, it's a device that someone sits in when their legs don't work and they move on it. And I have to thank the wheelchair guy because we did a special little video asking for your questions. And for some people, I said there were about three of them. I'm going to do a video for you because your question is really good. And I want to not just give you a 2 second, blah, blah, blah. I want to make it a full explanation. So the wheelchair guy, this one's for you. I look forward to doing it for other people who have sent us questions and feel free to send them in now. See what we can do. Anyway, thank you very much. And this is www.ing.com signing off from this lesson. Moving on into the future for the next one for you. All right. Have a brilliant day. I'll talk to you soon.